Good afternoon, how are you?
Very good. Well, always great to make your professional boxing debut and to win it 40-36, I see here on the referee's card. So you must be very pleased indeed.
Yeah. I thought it was a good performance. It was quite an exciting fight, and it's good to get my professional career off to a good start.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Your father's from Ballyshannon. So have you been a regular visitor to Donegal in recent years?
Yeah. We got a family home there, just up by Ross Taylor. So we're over a couple of times a year, as much as possible. So we still got family and stuff over there. So we go over and visit and just come over for holidays and stuff,
Great. So you came up through the amateur ranks, and of course you have that Commonwealth Games medal as well. The decision to turn pro, when did you actually make that?
I made this decision about 6 months ago now. It was just more. I didn't make the Olympic team for Great Britain, so then I decided to turn professional then and pursue other opportunities. Really, so.
Yep. And your trainer is Tony Borg there in Newport.
Yeah, that's correct. Tony Borg is my trainer. We got a fantastic gym in St. Joseph's, world champion Lee Selby, and all trained out of that. We got a great gym, and it's buzzing at the minute,
And as you mentioned there, to be in a gym where you're training with a world champion there, it obviously rubs off amongst everybody and people looking at bigger and better things to come.
Yeah, definitely. Salby's basically he set the target for everyone. He set the standards, and we're all chasing for that. For the highest possible thing in boxing, which is to be a world champion. So that's the target for us all in the gym. So.
Yep. Now you're competing at bantamweight. Tell us a little bit about the fight in Manchester and your opponent.
So Bradford Dole's, which was my opponent, he's very tough, very durable. He's pretty much boxed everyone, but people normally box him about 8 or 10 fights in as a test to see where they're at. It was quite a risky fight for my first fight. For my debut and stuff, but I've had a lot of amateur experience, so I felt that helped me a lot in there. And it was a tough fight for my first fight. Round 1 and 2. They were comfortably. I comfortably won them, but he still gave me a lot to think about. And then third and fourth, then I started to take over. Originally, it was going to be scheduled for a 6-rounder, but then it got deducted then to a 4-rounder because the bill was so busy. It got deducted to a 4-rounder. But I feel if it was a 6-rounder, I probably could have got him out of that. Because I started to get to him in the later rounds. So.
Yep. And tell us a little bit about the rest of the bill. How big a night was it?
Oh, it was amazing. The atmosphere was just really special. The crowd in Linares, obviously crowd lost, but it was an amazing atmosphere. And Katie Taylor's fight there as well. The atmosphere was just everywhere she goes is just unbelievable. She really put on a great performance as well. So. It was really good. It was really, really good in all the rest of the fights. It was a great card. It was a great occasion for myself to be a part of it and to be making my debut. It was really a night to remember for me.
And how did you get involved in boxing in the beginning? I take it you've been involved from a young age, but what inspired you?
To be honest, it was more my older brother. My older brother just loved the boxing, and then I just thought, just follow my older brother. I always looked up to him, and then I just followed him to the gym, and I carried on boxing, and then he stopped, but pretty much for myself, it was just a case of following my big brother, really, and then he stopped, I carried on, so. That was pretty much it.
And for Sean McGoldrick, what's the rest of 2017 hold in store now?
The plan is to get 6 fights in this year, so 6 fights, hopefully I guess 6 wins, and then hopefully stand up along the door for some titles, just depend on how I progress and if everything goes well and don't get beat or anything like that, and hopefully then start challenging the titles, then hopefully in early, late end of 2017, early past 2018.
Yeah, and I believe amongst those in the crowd was the much travelled Peter O'Donnell, Mr. Boxing here in Donegal, between the States and Britain and various trips around Europe. He's certainly a busy man, and yet another person who is following your progress closely.
Yeah, Peter's been a great friend of the of myself and my family. Like he's a great man, and I'm really grateful that he made the trip, because he's just come from Boston as well. To get on a plane, come from Boston a few days at home and then come straight over to my fight was I didn't expect him to but fair play to him for doing that. He's a real good family friend, and I really appreciate him coming over. Really appreciate it, so it was good of him to do so.